Business Representation and Commission. Useful sentences.
Representation. I want to discuss the representation for your refrigerators. You could be doing better if you developed some kind of sales network there. We have very good connections with wholesalers, chain stores, and distributors. I would like to discuss with you the problem of agency for your electric fans. We are pleased to offer you a sole agency for the sale of our products in your country. We'd like to sign a sole agency agreement with you on your electric irons for a period of 3 years. Thank you for offering us the agency for your products. As your agents, we'll make greater efforts to push the sale of your products. I'm afraid we can't agree to appoint you as our sole agent because the annual turnover you promised is too low. We will increase our turnover if you appoint us as your sole agent. According to your estimate, what is the maximum annual turnover you could fulfill? We appreciate your efforts in pushing the sale of our electric fans. We appreciate the efforts you've made in pushing our products.
Commission. We usually get a 10% commission of the total on every deal. In view of our long-standing business relationship, we would like to offer you another 2% commission for further promotion of our products. We request for you to deduct our commission from the invoice. We usually pay our agents a 5% commission of the value for each deal. Usually, we pay commission on the basis of CIF value. From other suppliers, we get a higher commission rate for the business in this line. We regret that we can't allow you a 5% commission. We will give you back a 5% commission by check. We wish to be your agent in our district if the commission rate is favorable. Our price is net without commission. I'm afraid it goes against the usual commercial practice not to allow a commission. As commission agents, we do business on a commission basis.
Situational conversations.
Dialogue 1. What commission would you expect?
Have you thought of choosing an agent abroad to promote your sales?
That's a good idea. But so far, we have several agents abroad.
We are willing to be your agent in Thailand for air coolers. What's your idea?
It coincides with our desire. What are the annual sales you can make for this product?
To be on the safe side, not less than $100,000 to start with.
What commission would you expect?
A commission of 4% on sales. Dialogue 2. Your terms for us must be favorable.
We'd like to appoint a general agent to handle our products in Britain. Are you interested in it?
We would be interested in acting as your general agent there, but your terms for us must be favorable.
Certainly. Terms for our agents are usually very favorable.
Then what's your usual commission rate for your agents?
Usually, we give a commission of 2% to our agents.
2% is too low, I think. You see, we have a lot of work to do in promoting the sales, such as advertising on radio or TV, printing booklets, leaflets, catalogs, and so on.
Don't worry. We'll allow you a higher commission rate if your sales score a substantial increase. Dialogue 3. We'd like to know more about your proposal.
If you appoint us as your agent, the turnover will be 4 times what it is today.
I see your point. We'd like to know more about your proposal before giving an opinion.
We have 10 sales representatives who are on the road all the time, covering the whole of the European market.
Do you sell direct to shops?
Yes, we specialize in handling microwave ovens of all sorts, and we have well-established channels of distribution.
Well, thank you for your advice. We'll consider your proposal.
Dialogue 4. You shouldn't handle the same products of other origins.
As our sole distributor, you shouldn't handle the same products of other origins.
That's a reasonable restriction.
Every 4 months, we would like to receive from you a detailed report on current market conditions and the consumer's comments on our products.
No problem. We've already prepared one. I'll put it forward when we talk with the manufacturers tomorrow.